Hop on a 27 on a Wednesday morning. As you know, every Wednesday morning we like to team up with our friends at Silver Star and pay it forward. Shona is in the studio and here to hopefully make a difference. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning, Parky. How are you this morning?
We are very well.
Yeah, a wonderful time of the morning. We always love to see you here. And it's always a big smile when Reverend Shona's in studio. And like you said, it's because we're going to make a meaningful difference.
It is indeed. And today we're going to be speaking to Tim from the Guardian Volunteer Fire and Rescue Service and hear what he has to say to us about the wonderful work they do in poor communities, extremely unserved communities, that people that really need their help. So let's hear from Tim. Good morning.
Hello there, Reverend. Good morning.
And Bunny's with me as well this morning.
Hello, hello. You, of course, are the director of the Guardian Volunteer Fire and Rescue Service. So tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
Well, we are a entirely self-funded search and rescue as well as medical and fire service. Mm-hmm. We started off about a year ago as completely volunteer, doing it ourselves sort of thing. And we've grown quite substantially since then. So we provide two sides of the coin. We volunteer with a voluntary organization that has a fire engine. And then we provide the medical backup to those that need, as well as the fire services.
And we believe that you actually are servicing the poor and extremely underserved communities that really need help.
Well, just by the dint of where we live, you know, unfortunately there's time and place, I suppose, but it's a situation of we have very poor, very low income earners in and around our area. And guys that, if they could afford a medical aid, I'm sure would. But life just gets in the way and they find themselves at the mercy of whatever's available. And unfortunately, that's just, you end up either having a medical aid, or if you call for a private service, you end up spending thousands, or if you call for a government service, you have a, unfortunately, long wait. And certainly not the fault of the service providers. It's just the way it is.
They're just overstressed.
Yeah, it's a really unfortunate set of circumstances. And obviously the reason why you even started the Guardian Volunteer Fire and Rescue Service. And like Reverend Shona mentioned, you serving these communities that need so much help. They're underserviced areas like Sophia Town and Brixton and areas within that kind of greater footprint. And I understand, I'm looking at this letter here, that you even use your own tax rebate to get a paramedic drug bag. And that's obviously a very essential piece of kit. So, you know, you guys are pouring in resources and your own money and you now need urgently another one. So, you know, you've kind of got this big financial hole to have the kit that you need to actually do the job for these people who really need you.
Correct. I mean, we are only as good as our equipment. We have 30 years of road experience and knowledge each.
Wow.
But, you know, at this stage, we use the rebate to buy a defibrillator. And then we very, very kindly got donated another one from the US, from the same people we bought it. And yes, courtesy of SARS, I was able to to do that. But unfortunately now, of course, we have to raise money for a battery, that other defibrillator, which is not cheap. And because we are an advanced life support service, and I think that's probably the key focus, medications, emergency medications, and things like that are extremely expensive. And as I say, we've got the knowledge, but without the kit, we can't render the kind of service that we wish to.
So, Tim, here at Hot 107 and Hot Cares, we were so impressed with the work you do. We truly are grateful to have people like you in our community. It tells us we've got good people in South Africa. So thank you for what you do. So we immediately reached out to our friends at Silver Star and Silver Star Pays It Forward. And we have Nadia on the line. Good morning, Nadia.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Nadia. Good morning.
Nadia, I'm sure you've been listening to Tim and the incredible work that they do, like Reverend has mentioned, but also the huge shortfall of the life-saving equipment that they need. And hopefully you're here to give us a bit of good news.
Yes, most definitely. You know, us at Silver Star, we were amazed at hearing how a fully volunteer team, you know, rush into some of the most vulnerable communities so that they can save a life. The Guardian Volunteer Fire and Rescue Services show up when no one else can, carrying hope, you know, in every drug bag and defib, you know, that they have. So that's why with our friends at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, Silver Star is stepping in to help. We will cover the cost of a brand new paramedic bag, a drug bag, and a defibrillator battery, giving this amazing team the essential tools they need to carry on the amazing work that they do.
Thank you so, so much. You have no idea how much that means to us. That's extremely kind of you.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure.
It's the generosity of partners and friends like Silver Star Pays It Forward. So Nadia, thank you for stepping in the divide whenever we call.
Thank you for always contacting us. I mean, it's an absolute honor to be able to help amazing initiatives like this. We really are honored and so grateful that we are able to help.
And it's also the generosity of Hot 1027 listeners. I always say, Parky says, Shona says, we're a conduit for the generosity of the people of Joburg and for people like you who are making a difference, Timothy. So thank you as well.
Well, thank you. It's very much a team effort, and I thank you guys incredibly for your generosity towards us. There are many volunteer services out there. Everybody desperate for the kind of help and assistance you give, and we can't do it without you. So truly from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Another life touched, well, many lives touched through the generosity of Hot 1027 here on Hot 1027 Breakfast.